GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
This is the George Hildreth Tyler Show, and as we posted on our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram feed, you better pay attention, take notes. This could be on the midterm. As we get Jim Labreck, CMS, our tech advisor on energy, dialing in on line three for a conversation about energy this morning on GHRT. Jim, welcome back. All well with you and yours and your household this morning.
Oh, I'm very tired today, but I'm ready to go at it, Rick.
Okay, and I'm going to ask why you're tired in a second, but first I'm going to ask you our Central Main Denture Center question of the day. This is, again, what we posted at our social media pages at our website, WVOMFM.com. Listen carefully, if you would, Jim. You're the first person we are asking verbally our question of the day. Do you think the continued opposition to the New England Clean Energy Connect will see Avangrid pull the project? What's your prediction, Jim? What do you say?
No, I think that project will be going through one way or another, and it's going to boil down to the fact that we need the energy. And if that means that later on it's going to be that people want it because they're hurting. You know, the lights are going out. The cost of energy is way up too high and those types of things. Then they'll change your mind in a hurry. And by then, both Canada and Avangrid, I'm sure, are going to say, what? That was the price back then. You really want it now. You're coming to see me. My price has now changed. So that will happen. But, you know, that size of that line, I was looking at New York City, and New York City and New England, all of New England, use about the same amount of energy. This morning I looked, and they were both drawing about 12,000 megawatts. That's equivalent to like 12 nuclear power plants.
Well, hang on a second. I never realized that, and that's something that's quantifiable, and you can picture it in your mind. New England, all of New England, uses about the same amount of electricity as New York City?
Right. I never knew that until I just stumbled across it doing a little research on something else.
Okay.
And so that you would need just for the, you know, pretty much the bulk load of electricity, not peak days, winter or summer, but you need about 10 NECEC lines to be able to feed either New England's base load electricity or New York City's. And but if you wanted to do it with solar, you would need 70 NECEC lines. So let me, and you would need, the solar panels would require 1,100 500-acre solar farms like that one in Farmington. 1,100 500-acre farms. So let's take New York City. Where are they going to put all those solar panels? You know, when Biden's trying to now put in $4 trillion to try and beef up the solar and wind industry, where are they going to put that? You can't put it in New York City. You can't put 1,100 500-acre farms in New York City. So you have to go outside, further out. And the further you go out, then the bigger the population gets, you know. You got Stamford and Elizabeth and Newark, New Jersey, and, Philadelphia. And, you know, you end up, inching your way closer to Boston, you know. And so where are they going to put all these solar panels, Rick?
And then I'm sure you're going to tell us that the solar panels won't be working around the clock like a nuclear power plant would.
That's right. So you need battery storage, and the battery storage would be so astronomical. I can't see where just the Northeast could get enough of the resources, the fundamental resource, the elements and materials to make all that. And then what do you do with the waste? That would be 1,100 times around planet Earth with solar panels put end to end, just for either New England or New York. Where are you going to put all this waste other than in Portland, where they want all these solar panels?
When you raise a point like that, Jim Labreck, CMS, or tech advisor on energy, if we've learned anything so far, all of New England uses as much electricity as New York City, or New York City uses as much electricity as all of New England. Have we settled the issue about what do we do with the radioactive rods from a nuclear power plant once they're spent?
Yeah, they're not waste. There's a lot of energy left in it. The only thing that's holding us back from using a lot more energy is the non-proliferation treaty that Jimmy Carter, we only use about 10%, a little less than 10%, the energy in those rods. France is in a position where they can use a lot more of their energy out of a rod than what we, than what we're using here. But in the meantime, when you look in France, for instance, if they had to give each person physically their amount of waste from the nuclear from nuclear power, each person would have to carry something the equivalent of the something that's the size of a quarter.
Jim Lebrecht, CMS. You're getting a couple of text messages into us in the MTG text line here at 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. Jim, we had this conversation with, I believe, State Senator Brad Farron from Norridgewock last week, and I bet all the money in my gym shorts against all the money in your jeans this morning that you're up on the topic of the idea of removing two, if not four, dams along the Kennebec River.
Yeah, no, I'm not following that stuff very close, but
but you're aware of this story, and because listeners are asking us to ask you, is there any logic to removing those dams in order for salmon to thrive, maybe survive, so environmentalists say, and aren't we taking out potential energy generators by removing those dams?
Well, I think you should direct your question to the unemployed people in Millinocket who listen to the Natural Resource Council of Maine, who wanted that river for fishing and for whitewater rafting and boating, and instead of the Big A Dam. And so they didn't build that additional paper mill, and I don't think that town's doing real good here today. You know, it seems like we should be able to learn some really, really hard lessons from what these people like the Natural Resource Council of Maine is doing to us. Now, on a separate subject, somebody sent me an email about the $400,000 saved over 40 years over in Bucksport on the solar system. And I just ran some quick numbers and I'm just outraged that they would say that they're going to save $400,000 over 40 years with that system. First of all, Rick, before we get into those numbers, 40 years, that is such an exaggeration. Did you see in the picture in the newspaper all the electronics outside on the wall that their economic development guy was looking at? Where do you know of where all these, what industry do you know of where the electronics last 40 years? You got all these inverters, I mean, your computers, or maybe your car, your TV, you know, where is it that you still have the same electronics that are working 20, you know, around the clock for 40 years, especially outdoors?
Well, my wife had a boombox once that lasted a long, long time, and finally it bit the dust just last summer. But I can't think of any industry where the electronics are lasting that long. Maybe it's just because we don't make them like we used to?
Oh, no. In fact, they're far better than what they used to. But, you know, I built systems, my big refrigeration plants, where we had electronic boards that were in for 30 years, and it was in a perfect environment. And I'll tell you, those boards, we would go to unplug one, and they just break apart. You know, they would just crumble up on us and so forth. That's how old and dry they got to be. And that was 32 years, actually.
So we'll call it an exaggeration that someone thinks that the electronics that are displayed in that photo in the newspaper are going to last 40 years.
So let's get back to that $400,000 saved that they headlined in the newspaper. They're only saving $120,000 because that's all that electricity that those things generate is worth. It's electricity goes on average for about 3.5 cents a kilowatt hour. This morning, before we got online, I looked and it was in New England, it was selling at 1.4 cents a kilowatt hour. Now, during the day, it's going to go up some. During peak periods, it's going to go up quite a bit more. But on average, we're going to be talking about 3.5 cents. So they only generated $120,000 over 40 years of electricity with that $173,000 system. where did the other $280,000 come from? And that is the rate payers. The CMP has got to take from the other rate payers, all the rate payers in CMP's district, and they got to collect $280,000 to give to that project over those 40 years. And that's why I sent you a little message the other day. Last night. We'll run out of money to buy oil long before we run out of oil. You know, people would always ask me, well, what are we going to do when we run out of oil? And I say, that's not a problem, because we'll run out of money to buy oil the way we're going long before we run out of oil.
Jim, field this question, if you would, from a listener that takes us back to the conversation about dams, hydroelectric power in our state. This person writes to us, I've had a conversation with the dam keeper at Wyman Lake in Bingham, and he had told me that his generator hardly gets used because he doesn't get the bid for a certain section to sell power. We have the power here in the state. It's the system, or the system needs to be updated. What do you make of that listener's text message to us?
This whole bidding process doesn't take the best use of our resources. You know, they'll be in a position up there in Bingham, I'm sure, where it's just water over the dam. They can't run it through their turbines because they don't have a contract or a bid. They're not in the bidding process take advantage of that water going over the dam. When utility companies were vertically integrated, they would work on those resources. They would figure out what's going to be needed for today and tomorrow, and they would manage those things, and they wouldn't be burning fossil fuels and let water go over the dam. But today, you can do that. And I tell you, the cost of this solar that they're adding onto the line is really screwing that up, because when the dam could be running, instead of running water over the dam and utilizing that energy, a whole bunch of solar happens to come on because we finally hit a nice sunny day, and then the dam can't possibly run because they can't bid low enough.
Jim, one last question comes in, and they ask you to share any environmental perspective you might have gained in watching this entire hydro dam discussion. And it's this: have efforts to actually restore the salmon worked for all that we've done so far? Has it worked? Do you have eyes on that, Jim?
Just like everything else in this industry, I hear all kinds of conflicting stories. So I don't know what the real facts are when it comes to fish at all. I just don't know. But again, we still have to look out at ourselves. If we don't use hydropower, especially from Canada, and we aren't taking advantage of all our hydropower resources here, then where are we going to get the energy? You aren't going to get that energy to heat our homes, run our electricity for our appliances, and then run our energy for transportation with solar and wind. Isn't going to do it.
We'll end with this text message from a listener in our conversation. Our ancestors were smart enough to use a running river. Why are we dumb enough to ignore it? Jim LeBrec, CMS or Tech Advisor on Energy, dialing in on the PDQ Door telephone line. We always appreciate the conversation. You get us thinking early on Wednesday mornings, and we'll talk to you next week. Okay, Jim?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.